Well, we've had a wonderful day here considering this deeply searching subject. And I think I have the hardest time of the day to speak. After lunch, after a break, afternoon, sleepy. So I guess I'll be seeing some heads bobbing. I'll try to keep you awake. You're agreeing?
No, I'm saying there.
Oh, you were bobbing. Oh, yeah. We hope. But anyway, it's a wonderful theme, I think, and as has been pointed out, the center of the book of Leviticus, and it's very central in the detail that is given, the extreme detail to search out these matters, and the importance of the priesthood that would have the ability to do this, because they had the word of God. What does it say to us in Malachi? The priest's lips should keep knowledge, and at their mouth, people should seek the law. And so they had the word of God, and therefore they had that which could enable them to discern. And so it's interesting that I was noticing something we haven't really said. The word that appears 59 times in these two chapters is the word plague. Plague. Now a plague, as is always in the scriptures, is connected with the judgment of God. The judgment of God. Plagues don't just happen. A plague is something purposed. It's purposed. God, in fact, I think there's a key verse in chapter 14. I think it's in chapter 14. Let's see if we can find it here quickly. But it refers in regard to the house. In regard to the house, it makes a statement the Lord is referring to the leprosy in a house. Just for the connection. And it refers to the house being... I'm not finding the verse right away. Anyone finds it, say so. But it refers to if you come into the land and I put the plague of leprosy in a house. 34. Thank you. That's good. Yes, there it is. And the key there is I put. Who put? The Lord. The Lord put the plague of leprosy in the house. So my thought is, just as an opening for this, is that the plague of leprosy never happened by chance. It wasn't just as we get in the basement mold at times. But this was very specific. And remember, this people was a called out people. They were called out of Egypt. They were called into relationship with the living and true God. And they received promises from God of blessing. If they were obedient. If they were obedient. And I think the interesting thing is that if they were obedient, there were clear blessings for them to enjoy. And if they were disobedient and they neglected the one, the Lord God, who should be feared, then there were consequences. And those consequences, I think if we look over at Deuteronomy, just a reference for this, I'm not just making this up. In Deuteronomy chapter 24, Deuteronomy 24, it tells us a very important statement about this subject of leprosy. So in Deuteronomy 24, beginning at verse 8. I think verse 8 is a good place to start. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, that thou observe diligently and do according to all that the priests, the Levites, shall teach you, as I commanded them, so ye shall observe to do. Remember what the Lord thy God did unto Miriam, by the way, after that you were come forth out of Egypt. So they were to remember, this was a very critical thing for them as a people to know. They were to pay close attention to what the priests taught them, because this plague could be their portion. If they didn't obey the Lord and obey His word, this plague could be their portion. And then also in chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, another very interesting passage. Chapter 28. Get to the verse here. And... now I can't find the one I want. Okay. reading in chapter 28. I'm looking for the verse. These just came to mind. What is that? No. Anyway, I'll give you the gist, then I'll find it. The gist of this passage is that if they were obedient to the Lord and feared the Lord their God, they would, as a people, be blessed. But if they did not, they would experience the plagues and the things and the diseases they feared in Egypt. Thank you. The things they feared in Egypt. And this is very important as a people for them. This is very important for a people as them. Yeah, Brother Emil sees this in verse 27. But the importance of this for them was that as the people, they were protected. They were protected from all the things they dreaded and feared. And they saw in Egypt what happened. They saw people with these diseases. It was very terrifying and fearful. And any of us don't look forward to things like cancer. It's not something you would look forward to. They saw these things and they feared. And so as a people, they were to be separated unto the Lord. They were to be a separated people for the Lord. And so they were to be experiencing His blessing. But when disobedience came in to their lives, they would experience plagues. And therefore, if one had received a plague, and we know there were many lepers in Israel. The Lord Jesus says this in Luke 4. There were many lepers in Israel. None of them were healed, the Lord said. None of them were healed. But Naaman the Syrian, a foreigner. So the plagues came upon people as a judgment, to get their attention, to wake them up to the condition that they were in. The thing itself, leprosy itself, was not sin, but it expressed an inner problem that existed in them, in the body, as we see in the first part, leprosy in the body. Leprosy in the garment has to do with one's ways. Leprosy in the house has to do with household or an assembly. In each case, the term plague is used. And the plague was placed there by the Lord. And therefore, there was to be an awakening to the conscience. Even in Israel, I believe, there should have been an awakening to their conscience about a condition that was in their life. It had to do with something that would cause them to think, I'm in the wrong. I've done something to bring about this condition in my life. And therefore, it's very interesting, as I have the responsibility to look at the garment. A garment is, it refers to your habits, the things you associate with, the things that we do by association, the circumstances of our lives are all brought out in this term garment. And it's really interesting. This really affects us very practically. Very practically affects what we do, how we spend our time, who we associate with. All these things are affected. And if someone had this garment, and you know, in a garment in this day, I was going to bring an old pair of pants that I, my favorite. And they're my own designer pants. They got paint all over. They're definitely my design. But, you know, we all have things like this. Some people are very interested in designer clothes. And that designer, when you wear a designer fashion, so-called, I don't care about fashion, but when you do that, you wear that, everybody knows, oh, that person is interested in that designer. And so you're known by your clothing. You're known by your garment. And so these garments, in this day, they didn't have the abundance of garments that we have today.